This is Fresh Air. RCA has just begun to release what it calls the Toscanini Collection, almost all of the maestro's commercial recordings on over 80 discs and cassettes, plus videos of his NBC telecasts. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has the first of his two-part commentary on what he says is an extraordinary event in the history of recorded music.
For the past few weeks, there's been a remarkable item on Billboard magazine's classical record charts, a five-album set in the top 10. Even more remarkable is that this set is not a hot new item by a young superstar, but a reissue of recordings made some 40 years ago and by a conductor in his 80s. It's the complete Beethoven symphonies plus two overtures, conducted by Arturo Toscanini. This is one of the great collaborations of artist and repertory. Although you might prefer someone else's version of any given symphony, and if you're a real Toscanini buff, you might prefer his own earlier or even later versions. But if you care about music, you have to contend with these lean, fleet, intense, and perennially youthful performances, in which incisive attack and a continuously singing line are for a change not contradictory, but complementary. Unfortunately, the recording studios and engineers didn't often do Toscanini justice. So this new series is doubly important because the digitally remastered sound is a considerable improvement over most of the original issues. Among RCA's first releases in the Toscanini collection is a Brahms box, which besides the four symphonies and other major works, also has Toscanini's lilting version of the Liebeslieder waltzes, which is not for orchestra at all, but four-hand piano. He conducts a small chorus instead of the four solo voices Brahms asked for. So much for Toscanini's reputation as a conductor who refused to deviate from the literal score. Perhaps the composer Toscanini is most identified with is Verdi. A Verdi box includes complete performances of Aida and Falstaff, the two operas Toscanini performed most, as well as the hair-raising Requiem and several shorter pieces. Toscanini was first cellist for an Italian opera company that was giving Aida in Rio in 1886. At the second performance, the company tried to replace the incompetent local conductor, but the audience protested several alternatives. Suddenly, Toscanini leapt out of the pit and took over himself. That was his conducting debut. Aida was also the very last thing Toscanini conducted, some last-minute studio touch-ups for the release of the Aida recording in 1954. In opera, Toscanini represents the idea that the orchestra tells the story at least as much as the singers do. Look at the fascinating videotape of the Aida telecast, and you'll see the deference to Toscanini, or is it terror, in the singer's eyes. But listen to the way the cellos coil around the voices. No other performance has such narrative power coming from the orchestra. Toscanini's favorite opera was probably Falstaff. He started conducting it in 1894, the year after its world premiere. This 1950 set remains one of the most satisfying opera recordings ever made. The delicacy and humor of its 79-year-old composer and 83-year-old conductor embody the most humane wisdom about desire, deception, and self-deception in all of opera.
Il buon vino sperde le tetre fole dello sconforto, accende l'occhio il pensier, dal labbro sale al cervel, e qui vi risveglia il picciol fabbro dei trilli, negro grillo che vibra entro l'ombrillo. Trilla ogni fibra in cor, l'allegro etere al trillo guizza, e il giocondo globo squilibra la demenza trilonate, il trillo in me, il mondo.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. This is Fresh Air.